Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Hope you're having a beautiful, beautiful day. So today we're going to be talking about a little bit about the rollout of the year. I haven't really done a podcast in a while. So I wanted to talk a little bit more about specifically as we get into this year. Usually it takes about till the middle of February before we really start to feel the alignment of the year, so 2018, because we still have that kind of finishing up last year's business and starting to feel more of 2018, usually through January and through about the middle of February. I've talked about that quite a bit over the years, and even right into March we may feel that a little bit more, a little bit of 2017 coming in yet. And just waiting for that to kind of be where it is. But you can really feel the unfolding. So I want to talk a little bit about the, of course, 2018 is called the birthing butterfly. So I want to speak a little bit about that and how that rebirthing level is arriving so deeply in our experiences. And it becomes very magical when we start to look at that. And as last year was more of a cocoon, and previous year before that was more of the caterpillar. So I'll talk a little bit about that. And then we're feeling a lot of the, as I mentioned, a lot of the energy, more solo energy of 2018 coming in, which is a type of initiation energy, which is quite, at times, very intense and very illuminating. So it's always important to talk a little bit about that, because there's a different, the initiation energy when it comes in is specifically a little bit different than what we're used to feeling, because it's very, we could say, divinely connected as well as earth connected, but more of an infusion of unity. Since a lot of this year is about the unity partnership types of energy. So there's a difference in what you're feeling and what you're connecting to in terms of manifestation, creation, and then, of course, taking action. There's a different kind of energy that goes with that, or a different way to approach that. So I wanted to talk a little bit about that. And then if we have time toward the end, I want to talk about unity consciousness, and kind of aligns to a course that I have coming up this week. But that's that connection of the unity consciousness alignment. So we look at unity relationships, unity conscious relationships, all those pieces together, which really entangle in the same way. Those are very, very important. So as you probably have noticed, if you have been spending any time out in nature, that the I wrote a blog about this, and I've been speaking quite a bit about this lately, because I'm, you know, I love the animals and connecting with the power animals and the spirit animals, and that their messages are very, very specifically detailed, and they always have been. This isn't anything new. But they're really guiding us to look at that essence of the nature way, looking at the communication within nature. And many of us, for several years, the turning up the ante, so to speak, to spending more time in nature and being called to perhaps even work with nature, but paying attention more to the frequency of it. You know, that's kind of always been my thing, and that's definitely over the years in my own personal journey, that's become deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. So the other day I was out in nature and just kind of connecting with the essence of the wisdom and knowledge of nature, and just seeing what was arriving, just leaving it open. And I was watching a squirrel, a beautiful squirrel, and I had been talking on the phone previously to that with a friend, And after I was done, I continued to watch this squirrel, and there's just such presence, and the animals always have this deep connecting presence to them. They're great presence teachers. But this squirrel was running around, and the movement was just gliding and harmonious, and looking for acorns and looking for food in a sense. And this particular squirrel found what looked like a piece of bread, big chunk of dried up bread, which in that moment, the squirrel went up into the tree, and there was a V shape in the tree, and sat there and looked directly into my eyes and stood up and ate this, what I would refer to as a piece of bread. And the pure enjoyment and the heart and soul being in the moment of that experience, which is all the shape of the tree, which is all the inspiration and illumination of the feminine energy, sacred feminine energy. So being able to just feel that. And when I was just checking into, and just this whole time I was watching, because we can learn a lot from watching the animals in the wild, because there's so much to that we forget that they're teaching us. But just seeing the pure enjoyment, the presence, the heart and soul that is just taking that moment to savor, to enjoy what I refer to as a piece of bread. But the spirit of this squirrel was really about taking time to just be in center, be in the experience of what you are doing, be in the solitude of centering in the body and simply being presence, find that space of enjoyment. Even oftentimes we're doing things that maybe we're like, oh, I don't really either like this job or I don't like this task. But finding that centering peace within that moment, that you can find some piece of enjoyment. Because within that, it's not about the whole experience, it's about that specific piece of being in the moment is where you start to deeply connect to yourself. And you start to feel that sense of expansion and that sense of creation, if you will. So being able to be truly in that moment is going to be really important. And so I was really incredibly grateful to be able to have this moment with that squirrel. And with squirrel, energy is always very playful, but most importantly, guiding us into it's not, we always make a bigger deal out of something, or we need to take time to just be deeply present to the moment. So that's always a very powerful experience, and all animals have that. As I mentioned, all animals are very, very present. They're not worried about the drama. They're not worried about how they're going to look to other animals, those pieces. So there's a lot of learning. And just in the way that they move, there's messages inside that. There's messages that they connect to. So when you become very present to their experience, you start to learn a lot about yourself. Because we're very nature-based, if you will. So there's lots of wisdom to just simply going and sitting in the woods and watching the animals or watching the trees or watching the leaves. There's always guidance in that. And sometimes we overlook that. We get caught up in the drama of life, if you will. And we're not deeply connected to those experiences. So that's why I wanted to share that with you. And that's my way of giving back from being able to receive that at time with squirrel to share it with all of you. That's how I give back to nature, is to share that. So let us do a centering and grounding meditation, and then we will begin with our topics today. So if you can, you can do this right along with us. If you can't, if you're driving, you're at work or something like that, you can listen to the archive via my website at eddiemullins.com. Those are available. If not, you can do this right along with us. So just go ahead and take a nice, deep, centering breath. And as you do that, gently close your eyes. And with each breath, just simply slow down that breathing. Feel a sense of reconnecting to your center by bringing your breath and sending it down the spine very gently, very, very slowly, connecting your energy and your breath to the earth, feeling your body expand, feeling more connected to the centering of your body. And take a nice deep breath here. And start to bring your intention and your focus to your heart, your big, beautiful heart. And find yourself just melting down inside the center of your heart. And just notice for that moment what you're feeling. Just feel that soothing, vibrational feeling that we do feel from the heart, regardless if we're on the outside or the inside of the heart. But just take a moment to, with your breath, connect to the very deep core of your heart, that beautiful heart. And once you feel that relaxation space, simply go deep down inside of the heart, even a little bit deeper, a little more into presence, and simply allow yourself to just be with what you're feeling. And once you start to feel either a wave or a flow, start to move and expand that feeling. So this is a part of building a relationship to what you're feeling. And if you feel called to, simply say yes to that feeling of vibration. This is your space of recognizing that you're feeling, recognizing that you are moving deeper into that frequency. And if you feel called to or guided to, send that frequency throughout your body from the top of your head all the way down to your feet, or if there's an area of your body that feels a little bit out of alignment or off balance today, you can place that vibration, just focus and travel with it to the area that feels out of balance. Just taking your time with it, feeling the sense of connection. Just give you a moment for that. And taking a nice deep breath right here. And breathing all the way through your body. Coming back into this time and this space, fully aware, fully illuminated into the experience, back into your physical body from the top of the head all the way down to the feet and back into your physical room that you're in. And when you're ready, gently open your eyes. All right. So that's a way to, of course, that was just very briefly. You can make that much longer, even a little bit shorter if you choose to. But that's the way that you center through your heart, is just start to notice. And this year we're feeling, I've noticed this throughout the month of January, we're feeling a lot of heart expansive energy that is divinely guided, is earth connected, very deep connection to the heart of the earth mother. Feel that. So there's a collaboration and an infusion that's happening, and that's helping us to go deeper into our connection of self, but most importantly, that connection of unity. So we're feeling more of that unity relationship. We're feeling more of a connection to the true inner self, the true nature, as I like to call that. And we're feeling a deeper connection with that. So that will help you to feel more aligned to your destiny, soul's destiny, versus looking at temporary options such as life purpose. So it's very important that we connect that. So this is the year 2018, year of the birthing butterfly. Last year we were in a cocoon. So I've talked about this a lot, and I'm actually writing a lot about this, my own experience with last year. Very challenging time for me, and I'm sure a lot of you can relate to that as well, but a very powerful time, and looking at that space of gratitude and appreciation for those lessons and those experiences that come through, not as a suffering or punishment, but to expand as we go into rebirthing for this year. So then this year is more about the butterfly birthing, soaring through the wings, and just feeling that deeper inspiration of more of that connection of beauty, looking at the beauty and the sweetness of your life, and looking at the unfolding. And, you know, as I mentioned, as we get more closer to middle of February, you'll start to feel more of that simplistically solo energy of 2018. And that's really where the wings are ready. The wings are in their illumination, and it's time for you then to fly as you feel connected or guided or feel that interconnectedness. So you may probably have already heard a lot about the birthing of the butterfly for 2018. So being able to still at this point look back on what was the experience for last year, and what are those perhaps tools or suggestions that are coming in for this new year. So very, very powerful in that space. So as I mentioned at the top of the show today, and I've noticed my screen kind of faded out, so hopefully this is actually recording. We've got the massive moon coming up, so you just never knows with technology when we have so much energy going on. But we do have a lot of initiation core energy happening. And I did a little post on this last week for social media. And I wanted to talk just a little bit about this because this is really quite intense energy. But everything in this year has a lot to do with center and core alignment. So what you may be feeling in terms of initiation, of course, initiation always means spiritual test, moving it to the next experience. What you have been experiencing, what you've been through, what you have been given, what will you do with that for humanity is what initiation means, and there's a few angles with that. But this initiation energy that we're feeling right now is quite intense and has a lot to do with particle pieces of your destiny. And so you may feel this either wave coming in, or it may feel more vibrationally illuminating or soothing like we did in the meditation. However that's coming in, it's a different type of energy that's coming more in a what I would refer to as a spiral, and moving through your experience. So what you want to do with that piece, instead of rushing it and, oh, well, there it is, and I'm going to create something, because you might find disaster in that, because there's really many pieces with this. But you want to just allow yourself to feel the energy of it, feel the frequency of it. Feeling is very new for a lot of people because we have shut off feeling for such a very long time. But you'll know initiation energy, core initiation energy, because it's intense. So allow yourself to feel it. Second part of that, build a relationship with it and just be still with it. And allow yourself to see it through versus controlling it through thinking or rushing through it, and just be still with it. Notice how it's making you feel. Notice even the emotion that's arriving with it. How are you adjusting with it through your heart? Not thinking you're in your heart, but actually being in your heart. So there's a real deep essence to that. And then once you feel that ground and center fully, not just partially, but fully, then feel into how is that versus moving right ahead and saying, okay, I'm going to manifest it this way, I'm going to create it this way, and I'm going to do this and do this, because you might find that to be a little bit disastrous or stressful. Because the feeling of this energy and the creation of it and the action piece of it are very, very different. So that in-between step, which is what I was talking about, the unity relationship, is let yourself be in the space between feeling and creation, and let the creation and the action of the energy come to you. Let it arrive to you. And simply just let it unfold as it needs to, because that's a big important piece. And you'll just have to be slow and very gentle with it. And of course, the ego is going to want to come in there and tell you, oh, you've got to hurry up before somebody else gets this, or you better hurry up, or this is, and it's just go to your heart and just breathe through the heart and go back to the feeling of the energy itself. And just feel the sense of inspiration with it, the sense of deeper, deeper awareness, and just feeling it through, because that's really very, very important in how to create. So we're feeling much, much deeper from a connection of the divine, from the connection of the earth, and there's more of an infusion coming in, and that's really important to settle into it. So you may have to reroute the ego that comes in, and there's a lot of ego in this year of having to define that, oh, this is ego, this is not creation, this is ego. And there's just a lot of ego anyways, because people think a lot more than they actually understand or process that they do. And so you may have to look at, if you're feeling the energy, you're dropping into it, you're settling into it, and then you move over and then suddenly, boom, you moved into the creation piece too fast. You'll know it. But then you may find that, oh, this is happening because there was a piece of ego in this. So pull back from that, because everything we're doing here on forward, there's going to be a lot of big essence of what's the initiation for humanity, and being able to go deep inside of that. And that's a really important piece. So I just want to speak a little bit about that. I'll be talking more about that on the podcast too. And then in closing today, I just wanted to talk a little bit about the full 2018 and the year of unity, which is incredibly valuable in what we do. Is, and so when we look at unity, and particularly, I mean, I could talk hours about the unity conscious relationship, but one of our biggest focuses, and specifically, is when we start to look at the sacred feminine and the sacred masculine. And what we're doing in this year, and this is the part that's still very confusing in its of where we're at, is we want to live in that space, which would be space between, or just between, the sacred feminine and the sacred masculine in their healthy aspects. And remember, these are source energies, and not about being a woman, not about being a man, because both men and women have masculine and feminine energy. But this is about living in that space between them, meaning the sacred feminine, sacred masculine, and finding that unity infusion relationship as one. So this is something that is done through the heart, This is something that is done through this. So this year is a lot about this unity relationship. And this is not anything brand new, hot off the press. This has been here forever. But now we're having to live in that space between. And what we want to do when we're in it, just like being in the heart, we want to feel the fullness of it as not this is sacred feminine, this is sacred masculine. One does not power over the other. It is just one source of energy, source energy, and now we're bringing it into the earth alignment. So that's a very important piece. I'm going to be teaching a course on one of the soul bodies that we have in our light body, which is called the Christ Light Frequency Soul Body, which is not a class about Jesus. I just want to emphasize that. We're talking about the Christ Light Frequency that we all have. And it's all about that course, and then what I'm going to be teaching on Wednesday is about the unity relationship of the feminine, the masculine as one, as well as infinite love, and how to bring that into every aspect of our lives. And that's a soul body that activates as we move through ascension. So if you're interested in that course, it's coming up on Wednesday. So I'll be teaching that. I'm super excited to teach that. But we're in this unity conscious relationship, not just with the feminine and the masculine, but we're looking at that as in terms of always inspiring to be light, 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 but we have to look at shadow too. So there's that space between the presence of who we are to be able to really illuminate that unity conscious relationship on the earth. So it's a very important part of those pieces. And again, I'll be writing more about that and posting about that. So again, just want to mention that I'll be teaching the soul body Christ Light Frequency on Wednesday. So if you're interested in that, make sure you check it out on my website at eddiemullins.com. So I just want to thank you for stopping in and listening to my podcast today. I'll be doing my regular podcasts on Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for the next several weeks. I'll be doing another podcast tomorrow if you're listening to these in the order that I'm recording them. So as you go through today, look at that space of the birthing butterfly and that connection of the initiation energy and what you're feeling with that. And that relationship piece is really big because this is a year of relationships. But let yourself feel that and then be still with it forever, how long it needs to be. So you feel that building of the relationship through your heart, through your experience. And then when you feel that unity space between starting to become stronger, spend some time within that space, and then you'll slowly start to feel how to create and how to manifest that energy. And then you move more into the, once that builds, again, another relationship, then you start to build and take action on that, and then you bring it into fruition in your physical life. So take some real honorable and respective time with what you're feeling in that. Be very, very gentle with yourself during that time because it's a powerful experience. So once again, I thank you so much for listening to the podcast and all your support of the work that I do. And as always, if you're interested in a private session, you can check out my website at eddiemullins.com and book a session through there. Or if you're interested in a class, of course, always classes available through my website. Thank you so much, everybody. Have a beautiful day.